Pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Make Your Day Count. This week, we're playing clips from Family Enrichment Night. Here's part two of Faith in the Storm.
And feed 5,000. You should have a lot of faith. So you should be able to what?
Go.
Mm-hmm. You should now able to travel by yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't need me to travel with you. All right, go on, Pastor that.
Because then in Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, then he says to them, "Oh, you of little faith."
Yeah.
So they went from no faith, at least they graduated from no faith to little faith.
I think why Jesus give them a C grade little faith is because of Peter.
Because he stepped out.
Because Peter stepped out. Mm-hmm. And we got to give Peter a lot of courage and a lot of prep. It was tremendous. Think about Peter stepping out.
Yeah.
He stepped out in a windstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Not only that, they were scared, first of all, that it was a ghost out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jesus says, "No, it's not a ghost, it's me. I'm out there. Mm-hmm. I'm coming towards you guys." Peter says, "Okay, prove it. If it's you, then bid me to come." Jesus says, "Well, okay, Peter, I'll prove it to you. Come on, it's me."
Mm-hmm.
Now, Peter was walking to the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to walk through the storm. Mm-hmm. Get that verse so that we can, as Peter was walking. Let's get that.
Because I remember a while back, too, you had taught on the difference between contrary and boisterous.
Yeah.
That the contrary wind, that was a lower grade.
Great, annoying wind.
Then when he stepped out, the wind became boisterous in verse 30. So,
yes.
So if we start in verse 29.
Yes.
So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous,
it became worse,
more intense.
Yes. It started annoying wind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we hear when a hurricane is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get the full force. We get we call it the outer band.
Yes.
Yeah. And now when it's coming, boy, it becomes boisterous. It's going to hit. It's not a halt, but we're getting it now. We're getting the full force of that hurricane.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, there was an upgrade of the wind. So he stepped out. And now this is, if we apply it to our everyday life, we step out in faith. And then sometimes we're like, "Well, why did it just get worse?"
So I'm going quick here. Come on.
After I fasted, it got worse. After I prayed, it got worse. So let's see what happens here. And when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
And so in this two occurrence, both occurrence, in Mark, when the wind was boisterous, was throwing the boat around.
Mm-hmm.
In Mark, they were afraid and thought they were going to what? Die.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Jesus and says, "Master, do you care that we
are perishing?
That we are perishing. That means we're going to die. Don't you care? Do something."
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus rebuked the wind. And the wind obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
And the sea obeyed. And they were safe.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew, same occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
When Peter was going down.
That's good.
See, you got to see that.
Yeah. Because
before he didn't ask him to save him.
Yeah. In Mark 4, he spoke to the wind.
Yes.
So Jesus stopped the situation.
Yes.
But in Matthew 14, he snatched him out of the situation.
Take him right out of it.
That's two different things. For the situation to stop.
Yes.
Or for you to be snatched out
of it.
Of the situation. That means the situation is still going on, but you're exempt. You've been snatched out.
Come on.
So that's two different types of deliverance right there.
Somebody need to put this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there.
This time, he didn't speak to the wind. Mm-hmm. He took him out of it because he was going down. Mm-hmm. You got to read that. Read that for us to see that revelation.
But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me.
Yeah.
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased.
He never speak to the wind there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to see that. Mm-hmm. He took him out of it. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have to speak to it. The wind itself subsided because it failed. The wind recognized it failed to do the job that it was sent to do. Mm-hmm. So when the enemy see the master, the enemy will back up. Mm-hmm. When the master take us out of a situation, the enemy will leave. Mm-hmm.
And then if we compare it again to Mark chapter 4, they said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? But Peter said, Lord, save me.
He was going down.
So they said, Lord, do you not care? Like, where you at? All this stuff is going on. Do you not care?
Yeah.
But Peter directed his attention and his focus to Jesus, and he said simply, Lord, save me. So they were complaining and fussing in Mark chapter 4. Lord, do you not care that we're perishing? They talk them back. Lord, do you not care that we're perishing? Hello, we're perishing here.
Yeah.
But Peter directs his attention to the Lord, and he asks him directly. Well, he gives a command. He says, Lord, save me. It has an exclamation point. So it wasn't a question.
Yes.
It was a command.
That's right.
Lord, save me.
Because I'm going down. And I'm going down on the fact that I'm coming to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good. If I stepped out by your word.
Word.
Then you must back me up.
Yeah, you have to save me.
That's it. Lean back with that.
Yeah. You got to see this year. Celebration. Hey, tonight is family enrichment night. We're not so proper, you know, in all this religious thing. Mm-hmm. We just are in your living room.
Yeah.
So we relax. So it says, okay. We just relax. We want to have a relaxed atmosphere, you know. So I hope you guys relax. And enjoying the teaching and absorbing it, getting it into your spirit and see yourself in situation. Mm-hmm. You cannot, when you get the call of God to do anything, you can step out to do what God wants you to do when he leave you alone, when you ask him to save you. This is confident.
Yeah.
If he sent you, he's going to back you up.
We have the authority and the backing, the resources of heaven when we step out.
Okay. If he sent you. Mm-hmm. So the problem, we got to check ourselves. Mm-hmm. Did he send me? Mm-hmm. Or did I go?
Right.
We say in here, we teach in here, Pastor, that there are some that were sent and there were some that went. So there's a difference. You know, watch this. You got to see. You got to make sure you are sent. Mm-hmm. The other disciples, so many disciples Jesus had, 12. Mm-hmm. How many of them step out?
One.
How many of them got the call?
One.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't blame the others now. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, the other ones were cowards. No, they never got the call. Mm-hmm. Peter was the one that says, if it is you, bid me to come. And Jesus says to Peter, not to the other 11. He says to Peter specifically, what? Come. Mm-hmm.
The one that was conversating with him.
Yes.
He said, come.
Come. Mm-hmm. See, that's a difference. So the other stay put because, and notice, Jesus did not beat them up because they did not go up.
Right. And Peter didn't try to bring them when they weren't called.
They weren't called. That's what we're talking about. You weren't called. Sometimes we want people to do something that they're not called to do. Mm. If you're not called to do it, do not do it. Because you can get eaten up by the wolf.
Yeah.
He said, where was God in it? He didn't call. He didn't send you. Mm. You see, if you only back, your kid who you sent out. Mm. See, if you have three kids and you send one out and the other two goes and there's trouble, you back in the one you sent. Mm. Because you're going to say, I didn't tell you two to go. Mm-hmm. Why did you go with him?
Mm, that's true.
Don't we, parents?
Yeah. Who told you?
Who told you to go?
Who told you to do that? Who told?
We didn't tell you. We tell him to go.
Yep.
So God is the same way here. Yeah. We got to check and make sure that when we step out to do anything, we're stepping out in the authority of the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ on the call of mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah. I read this thing, man. I feel great about it because yeah. that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. We have to hear the call. That's why we said yesterday, there's a call.
Yeah.
You got to get that call. And number two, Jesus with you doesn't stop things from going wrong mm-hmm. in that call. Mm-hmm. And then he says, storm will hit you in that call. Mm-hmm. Peter got Paul. Let's talk about Paul. Mm-hmm. On Damascus Road, mm-hmm. Saul got the call.
Oh.
He got the call. Mm-hmm. Said, Saul, why persecute me? And Saul asks, who are you? He says, I'm God, the one you persecute. It's hard to kick against the gourd. You kick it against a sharp point, you're going to get hurt.
Yes.
And then he says, what will thou have me to do? And then he sent him. Mm-hmm. He says, go.
Arise. Go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
Now, let's check him out now.
Yeah.
He did. Ananias prayed for him. Mm-hmm. Scale fall off his mm-hmm. eye. Saul now changed to Paul. Mm-hmm. To Paul mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
He went to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. He studied. Mm-hmm. But he was persecuted.
Yeah.
How? He was beaten up, man. Mm-hmm. He was in prison. Mm-hmm. What are we teaching here? God was with him all the time. God never leave him.
Even in the midst of his mess, because in Acts chapter 9, verse 15, but the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. So this was the conversation that the Lord was having with Ananias when he didn't want to go and pray for him because he thought that it was a trick or that he would get hurt because of Saul's reputation. But God tells him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. So he's identifying him as a chosen vessel, the same one that was just on that Damascus road with a letter of authorization to go persecute Christians. God said he's a chosen vessel of mine, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And then his testimony became the ammunition that he would share every time. Every time he was brought before a king, every time he was brought before a judge, he would go back over this testimony. So the same account here in Acts chapter 9 is in other places in the epistles that Paul wrote, because at every opportunity he shared this testimony again, because this was the place in life where the change occurred.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program on this beautiful August 6th. Thursday, glad you've taken time into your day to get with us and get into the Word of God. That's what this is all about. We read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time in it, as a personal devotion, spend some time with the Lord, then come down to the studio here at the Maryland campus, read it live on the